Environmental officials are reviewing cleanup work conducted at a former military test site south of Delta Junction. The Gerstle River site was used by the Army to test chemical and biological agents during the height of the Cold War. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Army created the 20,500-acre Gerstle River test site in the early 1950s to determine how high explosives and chemical and biological warfare agents would work in the Arctic. The site is about 35 miles southeast of Delta, within a few miles of where the Gerstle flows into the Tanana River. Substances tested at the site during those years include mustard gas, nerve gas, including sarin, and the biological agent tularemia. The Army conducted several cleanups around the site before and after it was shut down in the early 1970s. It's also monitored and periodically tested the area. But Army officials aren't sure whether they've compiled all the data that's been collected and whether they know all there is to know about the site. So they're taking another look to plug the data gaps, says Brian Adams, project manager with Fort Wainwright's Environmental Office.
Plugging those holes is key to doing the cleanup of the site.
Guy Warren is an environmental program specialist with the State Department of Environmental Conservation who's working with the Army on the data gap analysis. He says the Army launched this latest rounds of studies on the site after it got funding for the project last year.
They've hired a contractor that's going back and looking through all the different reports that we have to kind of get a picture of what do we know today about the history, the use, and the disposal of chemical weapons and other contaminants on that property.
Warren says this new round of analysis will pick up on the work of a previous round, which petered out about 12 years ago.
I don't think anything was ever really finalized with the public. You know, there were still some questions out there about, you know, what may be left on the site.
Adams says the Army also is reforming an advisory committee that was disbanded about 12 years ago when Greeley was closed after it landed on the 1995 base realignment and closure list. Adams is now looking for about 20 people to serve on the Reclamation Advisory Board. He says he'd especially like to get residents of the Delta Junction area and from Healy Lake, Dot Lake, and Toke to serve on the board. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.